AgBioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
The idea that farmers, innovators come together to solve unique challenges that exist here, no better place on the planet to solve that than right here in Indiana.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience, the recap of all things Ag Bioscience in July 2024, here with Kayla Chittister. Kayla, July is over.
July is over, Mitch, and boy, oh boy, it's going fast.
July is over, the kids are almost back to school, and there is a lot happening in the ag bioscience economy.
We've been logging some miles here the last couple of weeks.
Putting some miles on the truck, it is good. There is so much to talk about. Let's jump into the first one, and it's new data out from Agrinovis. We went and looked at the amazing amount of tailwind that this economy has had over the last 4 or 5 years. Just extraordinary what's happened. And said, okay, we can't just rest on our laurels. We can't just say, hey, growth is good and it'll come. We went and looked at the future. We went and said, what's happening in this economy? What are the forces of change that will ultimately drive the next chapter of the ag bioscience economy? We called it Accelerate 2050, and we are taking that new data and the new insights on the road.
Yeah, we launched this at our July quadrant in Indianapolis. Huge crowd.
Huge
awesome
crowd.
Event. And then went down to Vincennes in Knox County, who always delivers, by the
always
way.
Always delivers. Nicole Like, the team at the Pantheon, incredible attendance. Good to see so many from across the economy. And Don Vilwalk, former Indiana Farm Bureau president, former Bush appointee. Got a chance to learn a little bit more about Don in this discussion. Incredible guy, incredibly interesting, and an amazing farmer in Southern Indiana. And the piece that was so exhilarating to share the story, Indiana's ag bioscience economy, the new data set, now a $69 billion economy in the state. Extraordinary. And when you put that in context of the rest of the economy is where the light bulbs and the fireworks go off. $69 billion economy, that's economic activity, economic output. When you put that in GDP terms, it's almost $23 billion the ag bioscience economy contributes to Indiana's GDP, which is roughly the size of the GDP contribution of the auto manufacturing industry.
And if you know, you know, that's huge.
It is extraordinary here in Indiana. And so what is so good is to look at that data and say, gosh, we've done so much. But again, we have to be future focused. We have to realize this is a global economy. And so bringing in partners like RTI International to help not just sort through the big macro trends, but then bring those here to Indiana, identify what unique assets we have on the balance sheet. Gosh, we spent hundreds, if not thousands of hours with economists, investors, board members, industry experts, academics to really narrow in what this thing is here. Jim Redden from RTI was with us at Quadrant that you mentioned when we unveiled this research. And Jim walked through the three big areas of opportunity. Let's hit the first one, then maybe take it to Jim for another. The first one is food is health.
Yeah. And also to add to what we're about to hear from Jim on when it comes to food is health. This past Monday, we had Dr. Kofi Essel from Elevance Health on the podcast. And so a lot in this space already happening and being talked about. So you'll have to go back and listen to that as well. But for now, let's hear from Jim.
The agri-food system is experiencing a bunch of forces of change, as is the healthcare system. One of the things that we saw as we looked deeply into the forces shaping ag bioscience was a convergence of food and health. This convergence is being driven from multiple different directions. This opportunity recognizes that Indiana has a great chance to bring together its current assets at the intersections of plant, animal, human, and environmental health to accelerate both discovery and commercialization at that nexus between food and health.
Incredible insights from Jim. And I want to put a finer point on this, Kayla. An area that is near and dear to me is just this connection between food and health. And we've looked a lot of this. And in fact, late last year, we spoke with U.S. Senator Todd Young about food security and national security. And some data came out in that is we saw that food nutritional challenges ultimately result in obesity. Obesity cost this country over $170 billion a year. Our kids in America, 20% are obese, 42% of adults are obese. And this is one that it just strikes at my heart. When we look at where does this ultimately connect to national security, roughly 20%, actually over 25% of young people, Americans between 17 and 24, those that are primed to go in the U.S. military to fight and defend this republic, 25% can't meet weight standards. And so this food is health opportunity that we're talking about isn't just an opportunity to drive economic output. It is an opportunity, a call to action that we must solve.
Yeah. And I think it's where we've seen some shifts in the discussion being not so centered on food security. Food security is deeply important,
critical,
right? But man, so is nutrition security.
It is. Nutrition density, nutrition security, a lot of work to happen there and a lot of opportunities that the RTI team in the Accelerate 2050 report unpacks. Get a chance to check that out on agrinovisindiana.com. The next big area, the second big area of opportunity that Jim walked through at Quadrant, Jim Redden from RTI, is farmer-led, farmer-focused innovation.
Right, which is what it should always be at its core. It feels so obvious.
It feels so obvious, but Indiana is home. We saw it in Vincennes last week with Don Vilwalk. We see it with Don Lamb, the state director of agriculture here in the state, Indiana Farm Bureau, Indiana Corn, Indiana Soy. Farmers in Indiana, we are blessed with a progressive producer base in a current commodity economy where we've seen corn start with a 3. Now we're back over 4. We've seen beans start with a 10. It's a tough economy. And so identifying areas of opportunity for innovation that ultimately drive return to the farm gate, really, really critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the opportunity has so many layers to it. And Jim talked about that at Quadrant. Let's hear from Jim on farmer-focused innovation.
This opportunity recognizes the central role that farmers play in a thriving ag bioscience ecosystem. And it recognizes the opportunity to bring them more deeply into the innovation ecosystem. And this deeper integration of farmers into the innovation ecosystem is going to have two different benefits. One, it's going to benefit innovators. It's going to help align the innovations with the needs of farmers. Second, it's going to help farmers participate in that evolution, in that transformation, that inflection that we are at right now for ag bioscience.
The idea that farmers, innovators come together to solve unique challenges that exist here, no better place on the planet to solve that than right here in Indiana. And the third big area of opportunity that the Accelerate 2050 research and insight unpacks is bioinnovation. This is one that we have talked quite a bit about on this podcast, quite a bit about just internally of how we harness the power of biology, how we harness the power of Indiana's incredible base of feedstocks, corn, soy, et cetera, to driving the next chapter of innovation. Incredible.
Well, and that opportunity is already ripening before our very eyes, right? With the Heartland BioWorks Hub, the $51 million
That's right.
Close to $51 million implementation grant. Those funds got announced this month as well. Like that opportunity is right there for the taking right now.
It is extraordinary to see the U.S. Economic Development Administration, the U.S. Department of Commerce, name Indiana one of 12 funded tech hubs. Now, these tech hubs, as a reminder, came from the U.S. CHIPS and Science Act. Gosh, 2 years ago, competed for it. And I am proud to share, and we've talked about this. It was in 2022. I remember it very vividly. Dr. Karen Plout, now EVP of research at Purdue. It was Elanco and it was Agrinovis saying, boy, there's something here. And we began to form a coalition. That coalition became bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we see, fast forward, almost, 24 months, $51 million to fund the Heartland BioWorks Biotech Hub, really advancing bioinnovation at the intersection of plants, animals, and people, really around biomanufacturing. And what's so exciting about what this $51 million grant will seed is worker training, a training facility, the idea of how do we build a talent pipeline to turn ideas into action and action into products.
It also has to be said, this was highly sought after. I mean, almost 380 applicants for the Tech Hub designations, the designations alone. We were one of 31 and then one of 12 that actually got funding.
Extraordinary and a massive exclamation mark on what makes this place unique. This Indiana's home to the most valuable human pharma company in the world, home to the largest pure play ag company in the world with Corteva, home to the second largest independent animal health company with Elanco. What we have here is different. The decision by the U.S. Economic Development Administration to say, we are going to fund biotech innovation in Indiana. Incredible.
It's an old episode, but we'll link it in the show notes. Late last year, when the designation was announced, we had Dave Roberts, the CEO of ARI, on alongside Andrew Kosok with ARI. And so we'll link it if you want to go back and listen to sort of how they envisioned all of that shaking out almost a year ago and gauge it against where we are today.
So we've hit two big stories already, the announcement of new research, Accelerate 2050, in this $69 billion economy that's the ag bioscience economy here in the Indiana. We've hit Heartland Bioworks and another big announcement down south in Indiana in July 2024 was Vital Farms.
Yeah, I mean, they're excellent. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. So an egg company. Oh, Kayla. An egg company, pasture-raised eggs based in Texas, naming Indiana the location for their new washing and packaging facility. Huge opportunity, incredible validation again of what makes Indiana unique, and really unique opportunity for farmers in the region to begin to raise eggs for Vital Farms.
They're talking about this growth opportunity here in Indiana in phases. So the announcement, I think, said like over 150 jobs coming to that Seymour, Indiana area in phase one. And they're going to expect it to generate over $350 million in additional revenue as they are pushing towards future targets. So big things planned for Vital Farms in southern Indiana.
Big things happening in Indiana's ag bioscience economy beyond what we've seen with $69 billion, beyond what we've seen with Heartland Bioworks, beyond what we've seen with Vital Farms. An amazing compendium of incredible people were announced from the ag bioscience economy as part of the list of the Indianapolis Business Journal's top 250 leaders in the state.
Yeah. And when did this come out? Like maybe a week ago?
Middle of July-ish. It was the same day as Quadrant.
And a lot of Agrinovis representation, friends of organization that are very deserving of the honor.
So deserving. Karen Plout, the chair of Agrinovis, mentioned her earlier, EVP of research at Purdue University. Chuck Magro, the CEO of Corteva. Jeff Simmons, the CEO of Elanco. Sonny Beck, the CEO of Beck's Hybrids. Joanne Bruyette, operating partner with Lewis and Clark Agrifood, also an Agrinovis board member. We saw Melissa Prophet, Ice Miller, who has led their ag business for a long time, been a great friend to Indiana. Ellen Cobb, the chair of United Animal Health, and Randy Crone from Indiana Farm Bureau. And we would be remiss if we didn't say Melina Kennedy as well, the CEO of CICP, our parent organization.
Boy, what a group.
What a group indeed.
You don't like when we do this, but there's somebody missing off that list, and it is you.
Well, here's the reality, Kayla. I don't like to talk about that, but thank you for saying it. It's because of you. It's because of the team that we have at Agrinovis and because the work that we get to do is the only reason why I'm on the list. So thank you.
This is an audio medium, so you guys can't see the way he's looking at me right now, but he really didn't want me to say that. We have some stuff coming up.
We do have some stuff coming up. We are on the road again in August. That's the next month, August.
It's true.
So August 7th, we will be at Purdue University. This is going to be fun. We're going to be joined by U.S. Senator Todd Young. We mentioned Heartland Bioworks earlier, the U.S. Chips and Science Act. Senator Young was instrumental in passing the Chips and Science Act, critical to securing the funding for the Tech Hub. He has been an amazing friend to ag bioscience, been a huge proponent of biotech, serves on the U.S. National Security Commission for Emerging Biotech. Senator Young, amazing guy. He's a Marine. big fan. He's going to join us up at Purdue. So he'll be with us August 7th. And then he's going to join us again in Bedford coming up on August 26th.
You can register their free events. If one is local to you, go to agronovusindiana.com. Under the events tab, you'll see Accelerate 2050. Click there and you can get registered to join us.
They're going to be fun events. We're going to walk through at those events, both in West Lafayette coming up August 7th and in Bedford August 26th. We'll walk through the forces of change that are shaping this economy, give you a little peek behind the data from the Accelerate 2050 research, and then just a fun fireside chat between Senator Young and myself talking through his view, what he sees shaping, and I think a really unique opportunity for farmers, for ag bioscience participants in this economy to connect with a guy who is driving change.
Absolutely. We'd be remiss if we didn't also mention that it is August in Indiana, which means the Indiana State Fair is coming. You are very involved with the Indiana State Fair. So,
in fact, I am.
Hit us with some of the high notes.
The State Fair just around the corner kicks off on Friday, August 2nd, if you're listening at a different time, but Friday, August 2nd, will run through the 18th. Kayla, there is so much fun this year at the Indiana State Fair. You and I both have little Yahoos, two little girls on my side, a little girl and a little boy on your side. It's always hot. It's always hot. It's always sunny and 75. If you're looking to come to the State Fair, I'm sure it's going to be sunny and 75. But the days that it might be a little warmer, this year I'm really excited. There's a new splash pad in the back, and so kind of a fun place to take a little break while you're enjoying one of my favorites, which is you got to have a sirloin sandwich.
Yes.
And you got to have a Ben's pretzel.
Ben's pretzels is just where it's at. I also am a fan of the pork tent.
Can't go wrong with a pork tent. Always a crowd pleaser.
And I haven't really looked into any of these like new age fair foods. I'm kind of a classic girl.
There is a lot. And this year, $2 Tuesdays comes back. And so $2 admission. There's $2 food experiences all around the state fairgrounds. So a lot of fun. Would love to see you out there. I think this has all the makings of the best state fair in history.
And I just think it's really exciting when you think at its core, there are a lot of young people there who have poured a lot of work into showing livestock, doing projects, competing. And at its core, I think that's what's really great about the state fair as well.
I'm so glad you mentioned this. This is what motivates me, why I am grateful for the opportunity to serve as chair of the State Fair Commission. Is this is about kids. This is about giving, creating a place where kids, we can celebrate their hard work. Other kids can see other kids that have put in the hard work and are delivering success. It is incredible what we get a chance to take a peek at, whether it's in livestock, whether it's in a project, a 4-H project, whatever it may be, there are some amazing young people, and the Indiana State Fair is a great place to see it.
Once we roll out of the State Fair and into September, we're back for another quadrant.
Just around the corner, and there as well, you can go online and register early, agronovusindiana.com. Just click on the events button and you'll see quadrant pop up.
It's been a busy one.
It has been an incredible July 2024. Across the ag bioscience economy, new data, $69 billion for the ag bioscience economy. We saw an amazing announcement from the U.S. Economic Development Administration funding $51 million into a biotech hub. So good. Vital Farms making a big move to Indiana. We saw an incredible cadre of leaders associated with the ag bioscience economy make the list of 250 most influential leaders, and we are on the road. We would love to see it. If you have a chance to, whether you're in, you know, West Lafayette coming up August 7th, or whether you're down south in Bedford August 26th, we'd love to see you. And then we would love to have you at Quadrant coming up in September.
For all of those that have been watching our Monday episodes, thank you.
I can't believe we missed it. So July, one of the biggest news stories for us is we launched video.
Yeah.
So this Ag Bioscience podcast, we often talk about it, Kayla. It's the number one ag tech podcast in the world, top 5% of all podcasts worldwide. And now we're on video, audio, and video. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on our site at agronovusindiana.com.
This will not be on video. This is a strictly audio product.
Yeah, we're working on that. For listeners, Kayla has said that our discussion monthly is audio only, but we're working on it.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
Indeed, it has been an incredible month. Thanks for being a part of the Ag Bioscience Economy. And Kayla Chittister, to you, thanks for being an awesome partner. Thanks for making all this work.
Yeah, absolutely.
On behalf of the entire Agronovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier. She is...
Kayla Chittister saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agronovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agronovusindiana.com.